And welcome, everybody, to episode 634 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I was good. I was enjoying the theme song, and then you kind of interrupted it.
Oh, I should like not do the lead in, just let it go all the way, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Eric is already on the
Shaqan gonna get it today. Eric says in chat.
Like, he's never heard more about the tournament than this one.
I know, man. He can't wait for Shaqan. Maybe we, like I said, maybe we should just shock the world, Breakman. Just go with Shaqan all the way, man. Wyland is in chat as well as Freak 5. Welcome on in, gentlemen. I think Slagar was in there as well. MXT is in there. We got a lively chat today. We've got lots to talk about, gentlemen. Lots in the news, so why do we not get right to it?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, from RPG site, we've got a release date for Scarlet Nexus. It comes out for the PS4, PS5. Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, and Steam on June 25th. And there's a pre-order bonus, which includes, a special battle attire set, Red Cosmic the Other in SAS plugin. And there's a deluxe edition that also has a digital art book and the original soundtrack.
It's looking
and
good.
Guardians Editions, which is the one, $120 one.
Yeah.
Which is, the other one was $80, which includes a hardcover art book, 3 art prints, an OSF sticker. OSF is probably something in the game, and a steel book. And then All the digital items from the deluxe edition.
Yeah, it looks.
Oh, here's the pre-order bonus. Exclusive costume set, cosmetics, and Baki attachments, which is, I guess, is a mechanic in the game. Mm.
The game looks fantastic, Eric. I'm looking forward to this. Freakman is exiled? Freakman. Freak 5 Chaos.
What? I don't think they said anything about whether or not you get a free upgrade path, but I think it does include it.
Yeah. Break, so I was looking in chat.
They mentioned it, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Break, I was looking in chat.
Well, I think they didn't mention it, though, because they assume that's how... I mean, it's up to the discretion of developers now, but I think that's where most developers are going.
Yeah.
They would have mentioned it otherwise if there wasn't going to be one.
Yeah, Break, I was looking in chat, and I saw your name and Freak 5, and I combined the two to Freak Man. So, that's where
Well,
that
don't do that again.
Yeah.
So, I guess with the Xbox Series X and X version, you just buy one version of the game.
I mean, that's a big insult, Break.
I think I have to speak for Freak when I say don't do that again.
How dare you? How dare you? Freak also says Chaqan is greater than DQ8. I wouldn't go that far, and you're exiled. So
the weird thing is, like, when you buy an Xbox Series X game, it's basically just the one game, but it just upgrades with all the fixings because it messes with the game on a system level, have a higher frame rate and shit.
Yeah.
But with the PS5 version, you're actually downloading a digital version of the game.
Yeah.
And disc acts as the DRM at that point.
Yeah.
Unless you buy the digital version.
Yeah.
Then you get both of them.
Yeah. It looks good, Scarlet Nexus, so I'm totally down. Totally down for that game. All right, what do we got next, Break?
Wow, this is a long article coming to us live from RPG site. Assassin's Creed Valhalla's free Astara Festival begins today. Wrath of the Druids paid DLC launches on April 29th. Additionally, Ubisoft has announced that the first paid DLC update for the game, the Wrath of the Druids, will be available. Why am I repeating myself? It will be available as part of the game's $39.99 season pass or standalone for $24.99.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm. A second DLC, The Siege of Paris, will launch later in 2021. $25 for one DLC pack.
Yeah. Yeah. Ubisoft has a habit.
That's Ubisoft for you.
Yeah. Ubisoft. God. They have a habit of doing some weird things, and one of them is dropping the price of their base game almost immediately. Like, you could wait a month or two and get a brand new, like Valhalla. I know it took like 2 or 3 months, but Valhalla is like half price sometimes.
Yeah, you can buy a Legion for like $30 and 20 if you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah. So that, I mean, they do that all the time. So why would you ever like buy something at launch from Ubisoft? And then they do shady shit like charge that much.
That's
for
why
the
though,
because
like they're charging so much for the DLC.
Yeah, I know, I know. They punish early adopters.
And not only that, but they also confuse early adopters by having multiple editions that have certain things and don't have certain things, depending on which version we're talking
this
about.
This is why I always wait on Ubisoft titles if I'm ever interested in anything. I just wait a month or two, and they drop. And then, I mean, if they come out with all kinds of DLC and passes and all this, I'll just wait for the Ultimate Edition and get all that later. You know, so I'm not... I have too much other shit to worry about Ubisoft. They're a shitty company anyways. They don't treat their employees very well, and there's a long documented history of
and then they pretend again that your games are not political.
Yeah,
exactly. They make some good games though, damn
They do. They do. But
I
just,
know, it's irritating. Like, yeah. Like, ah, I want to play their games, but I don't want to play their games.
I just wait.
We never talked about it a couple weeks ago, but does anybody want to talk about 6 days in Fallujah getting resurrected and then them claiming it's not going to be political?
we could go into a whole rant about that, Eric, but I think that's better left for another day.
I don't
day.
Even know what you guys are talking about.
There's a game called, what is it? 12 days to Fallujah?
Six days in Fallujah.
Okay. I've heard of it before, but what do you mean, like it was resurrected?
Well, they took it off.
It was supposed to come out way back when, and then it was canceled because it was apparently too controversial.
Yeah. Right. And they pretend like they're not political, you know, that they don't do politics, and it's not true. Like, most of their games are very, very political. MXT says, Frank doesn't need to play the Assassin's Creed game. He lived them. Damn right, MXT. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess it's my turn. Anything
well,
else?
There's yeah, we can just go on.
Right, unless you have some other stuff.
Well, this is a long article. So there's actually things on the Ostara Festival. It's like a spring festival, Easter and such like that. So there's I guess a holiday celebration going on, but for the DLC and the Wrath of the Druids, players will journey to Ireland and unravel the mysteries of an ancient mysterious druid cult. Druidic cult. Tracking and discovering their members. Diving into Gaelic myths and folklores, they'll need to fight their way through haunted forests and dazzling landscapes while gaining influence among Gaelic kings. That sounds really interesting.
Did you say this was about a cult, Breakman?
Yes.
Oh god, the MXT got involved in this, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Wrath of the Druids expansion can be we already talked about that. But anyway, so yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, no, that sounds cool.
They've got like tiers to Assassin's Creed Valhalla Gold Ultimate and Collector's Edition, but it doesn't list them what they are here.
Well, this is exactly what Eric was talking about. Like, Ubisoft is one of the biggest offenders, if not the biggest offender, of having like multiple versions of a game at launch, and then you get really confused. You're like okay, well, this has this, but it doesn't have this, and you know, MXT says it's not a cult; it's an organization. Oh,
just
man.
Like, it's not a pyramid scheme, it's a V.
Yeah, it's a V scheme. I mean, V project.
It's a project. It's not a scheme. It's
exactly. A you know what else
definitely
is?
It's not a pyramid, because a pyramid would be the other way. Like, it would be
exactly.
Upside down, right?
Exactly.
Discovery Channel needs to stop getting Christians lip service every year when it comes to Easter. Here's another Jesus thing.
All right, something that's not Jesus-related from RPGsite.net. Forspoken is the final title of Project Athia, the new RPG from the Final Fantasy XV team. And I don't think that they got... I saw the video. It looks really cool, the little bit that you could see. It's from the same team that brought you Final Fantasy XV. Not a lot to know about the game, but there's a little teaser trailer that looked really good.
Is there going to be the huge disconnect like there was during 15? Like, there was so much disconnect in that game.
Yeah.
It seemed like they wanted to tell two different stories. And they really conflicted.
I heard that there was...
That's because they switched directors halfway through the development of the game.
Oh my goodness. That's
much like
why.
The way it was with Final Fantasy XII.
Because yeah. Like they advertised it, and the first half of the game was really like the four, like the buddy, you know, the group of friends type aspect. And then the second half of the game, they completely switched it up the Final King aspect.
Yeah.
So the friends didn't matter as much anymore, and just like... Well, let's stick with one of the other stories.
Yeah, I know, man.
And then it ends, and they never even talk about the friends, like what happens to them. Like, oh, that's stupid.
That sucks. Well, you guys want to hear about this Forspoken?
That's what you get when you treat your game like a live service, and the ending that you wanted to do was canceled because they decided to cut funding for it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. I have big hopes for 16, though, guys. 16 looks, man, like that game is going to be...
They've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, it's looking good, though. You guys want to hear...
I like the fact that Forspoken has a person of color as the lead character.
I like that too, Eric. I mean, that doesn't happen as often as it should, but let's hear about it. Forspoken is an action RPG where you would take on the role of Frey Holland, an ordinary young woman who must harness her magical abilities to survive in a fantastical and dangerous land called Aethia. As Frey, you will embark on a thrilling, otherworldly adventure and face treacherous trials to unravel the mystery behind the unknown land of Aethia and awaken something much more from within. As you'll see in the new game clip, which I was playing on the channel, which you guys listening on the podcast cannot see, Frey is able to traverse the world with incredible speed and fluidity. Can't wait for players to experience firsthand just how satisfying it feels to move through Aethia, scaling cliffs and leaping across ravines in the future. And it looks really cool, guys. Like, there's very little gameplay, but they do show you a couple of small clips, but you're jumping across, like, long distances, so you got some, you know, some powers.
And it looks like they added Breath of the Wild with features from Jumper, of all things.
Yeah, but it looks cool. But coming in 2022, so we don't know.
Yeah. I'm hoping the combat isn't as basic as it is in 15.
Yeah, it's going to be better. It looks already more interesting.
Well,
than
FF7 remake was made by the people who did 15, so I'm thinking they learned from that.
Good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, yeah. Well, 15 they tried to make accessible too. Like when you start up the game, it's like a Final Fantasy for new people and fans alike. Like, okay, so this is going to be like an easy to play Final Fantasy, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It looks really pretty, man. Like, I don't know if you've seen the videos, Brave.
Or it's an excuse from them not knowing how to mess around with the engine well enough yet.
Yeah. Break, it looks really fantastic. It does look good. So we'll give it
like, I'm saying all these negative things about 15, but I enjoyed 15.
Yeah, you talked
the second half of the game just really irritated the crap out of
yeah.
me.
You talked for the most part very positively about 15, Break. We know the history of you and 15, so, you know, we know. We got you, Break. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is from RPG Site, and it's how Disco Elysium is finally coming to console as the Final Cut edition.
FIVA!
That's FIVA, not Elysium. PlayStation and PC and Google Stadia are coming out on March 30th. The Xbox and Switch versions are coming out sometime in the summer. Which is weird. It's staggered like that, but whatever.
I have one question for you. Actually, a couple questions. One, I heard Disco Elysium is fantastic. But two...
Also, I'm going to mention this as an aside, but it's apparently being barred from a rating in Australia because, of course...
Well, Australia's wacky like that, man. They don't hardly...
So they have to probably edit it somehow.
What's a Google Stadia, Eric?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows what that
I've
is.
I've never seen one in a store.
Yeah.
I think it's a myth.
I think it's a myth too. You took out my internet, MXT says. Frank, you did this. Maybe.
Well, how
maybe I did.
If you took it out, how is he talking to us then?
Yeah. Exactly. Break next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Dragon Quest XI: Echoes of an Elusive Age, Definitive Edition, now available on Google Stadia.
What
thing?
What is that?
What are we reading this article for? What the hell? okay, oh, there's an extra on here. Okay, alongside the announcement, Square Enix is holding a 20% off sale for games for a limited time, pricing game at $31.99 on the PlayStation Store and Xbox PlayStation Store is already expired, but the Xbox is good until the 22nd.
Yeah. Dragon, I just want to say before we talk about this, Dragon Quest VIII is greater than Freak Five Chaos. I just want to say that. Let's see. Do you have a moment to talk?
How did Stadia get its own news article? Like, was somebody really hard up for news that day?
I don't know, man. That's isn't Stadia dead? Like almost completely. Like, didn't they announce
that? Well, their first party development is definitely dead because they laid everybody off.
That's what I was gonna say. They're not making games for their own system, so it's gotta be.
I'm guessing they're gonna just kind of not really push it, but not kill it either. Just, you know, as long as they've got people signing on and they're making a little bit of money, I think they're okay.
They're losing money, the last I checked.
Yeah, they're paying companies to put games on the platform.
Then they'll kill it real quick then.
Yeah, exactly, because if there's no money to be made, it's on its death throes, man. I know it. MXC says, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell everyone to go sign up for Peacock, the greatest streaming app ever now since WWE Network has merged with it. Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, NBC? I thought it was Disney, MXT. But that's interesting, MXT. Like, the WWE Network was $10 a month, and now you can get Peacock for $5 a month? I don't understand where the money's going to be made there.
I know. It's going to be the price increase is where
the money's going to be. Yeah, of course. Why do you think I bought another year of PlayStation Plus on that CD Keys today just because of that?
I'm probably going to do that soon, too.
Yeah, because
my year subscription is going to run out in next month.
I would. Any chance.
Which is in a couple weeks. So.
You know what year I'm good through? I'm good through 2024 on my PlayStation Plus. So. You know, every chance I get to add another year for $30, I do.
I need to start looking for Game Pass deals.
Yeah. NBC now runs the network now, so it took a lot of expense away from WWE. WWE basically supplies and manages the content. I don't get that deal, MXT, because, unless they raise the price of Peacock to $15 a month, I don't know how they're going to make money on that service. Like, I really don't. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, a lot of these ones are going to merge, right? I mean, I'm expecting Netflix to announce any day now that they bought out, Hulu or something, you know, because it's going to be that way. They're eventually going to merge.
I always forget that WWE is part of NBC's broadcasting because...
Yeah.
Because, I always remember that WWF was on USA and WCW was, only pay-per-view, and then it went to TNT.
Yeah, yeah. MXT says because WWE was operating network at a loss. I thought they were actually making money on the network, MXT. That's kind of weird.
So what was AEW on?
AEW's on TNT. And it's good. That show's good, man. Oh, Breakman, I was going to tell you, man. It's getting really fucking good, dude. It's getting really, really good. They're starting to overtake... Raw numbers, man. AEW's becoming the wrestling company, man. It's weird, but
this deal with NBC is gonna really boost WWE.
Oh yeah, no question about that. WWE ain't going nowhere. I mean, it's gonna be those two companies for the foreseeable future. You know,
never count Vince McMahon out. He's always got something up his
sleeve. He's getting close to either selling or just not being part anymore, which will be nice. But MXT says
he's
AEW
gonna be 70 now.
Yeah, he's getting up 70s. There, man.
AEW, I can't imagine wanting to be front. Yeah, when I'm in my 70s,
You know what it is with Vince. It's his ego. He just can't
I was gonna say ego. Yeah,
he can't let it go, dude. It just that's the way it is. MXT says AEW will never beat WWE, even though MXT AEW has beaten WWE. MXT says Impact will rise again, thanks to AEW. MXT. But anyways, I digress. I could see when Vince dies selling the company to NBC with a deal where Stephanie, Triple H, Shane stay in some form of power. I see it with Triple H. I don't see it with Stephanie and Shane. Stephanie has kids that she likes to spend time with, MXT, and Shane is the same way.
Those would also be Triple H's kids, by the way.
Yeah, but Triple H is more of the kind of CEO.
He's too busy being the world champion for like the 20th year standing.
Right, exactly. I think he's got the record, doesn't he? Or is it still Flair? I think it still might be Flair, but whatever.
Oh, no. Like Triple H, every time I turn the TV on, Triple H had the world championship belt.
Yeah.
Somehow. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Everybody's like, wait, like Stone Cold and The Rock were trying to beat him. Now, like, Cena's trying to beat him. And then the other guy's trying. Like, who the hell can. Yeah. How the hell is Triple H? Oh, he's fucking the boss's daughter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You got That's... it. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Speaking of Dragon Quest news, Dragon Quest, The Adventure of Dai, Heroes Bonds to release in English, pre-registration now available. It's a mobile game.
I don't know what the hell you just said.
It's a mobile game that's coming out.
It's a pretty mediocre one based on the trailer.
Yeah.
Based on the name, it's mediocre.
Yeah, I'm calling
it. Yeah, I'd rather play that Infinity Strash game that's coming to consoles instead.
Yeah, this looks like a runner slash RPG. It looks fucking weird, yeah. Man. I wouldn't necessarily care. And they're adding in cards? No, thank you. I'm out.
Hey, gotcha elements. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. God, man. Whatever. Okay. Eric, next story.
Next story is from RPG Site once again. And there's a bunch of RPGs coming to Game Pass. Let's list them. Hold on a second as soon as it loads. And, okay. Undertale, which is available now. Console and PC and the cloud. Nier Automata for the PC coming March 18th. And apparently it's getting some fixes that were in the Steam version of the game. Torchlight. Oh, also Nier Automata is also available on the Xbox Game Pass already, by the way. But, Torchlight 3 PC, which is also March 18th. Octopath Traveler, so that's the real news here.
Yeah, that's a big
console
one.
And PC. March 25th.
You mean to tell me that Breakman is going to play Octopath Traveler before me? This fucking Maybe. Sucks ass.
That means you need to play yours first.
That means I need to get it. I don't have that game, man. I need to buy that game.
If you just get Game Pass.
Well, I guess I could.
You've got
do
an
that.
Xbox Series X or Xbox One X, so you can play it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll do that.
Game Pass is nice.
It is really nice. I was kind of waiting until I got the new Xbox break, mm-hmm. but they announced that Halo's not coming out till next year, so I'm like, oh, God. You know, I'm just like, ugh. But I do. So
it went from fall to next year?
Yeah. It's next year, which sucks. But I don't know. I do like my Xbox, man. I hardly ever play it because now I got the PS5. But I do like the Xbox.
I'm probably
going to
use
system.
My Series X more for streaming because I can play all the apps on it because the PS5 still doesn't have apps for certain streaming services yet.
I know. That's another bad thing about the PS5. Plus, they took away themes, which, man, that really sucks. But
also
whatever.
I don't know if HDR is actually active on my Series X when I'm streaming because of its weird auto HDR thing that only kicks in for games.
Yeah, it the PS5 never has any of those troubles, man. You just it knows.
But I think if I loaded Vudu, it would work fine. If it like because I don't think you can watch 4K unless you have HDR there, which is. Bizarre, but hey.
That's weird. Oh, you forgot to mention this, Eric. Another one of the big games is Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire. So that's another big
PC,
one.
PC, March 25th, as well as Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, which this might as well be an announcement for that, too.
Yeah.
So console, PC, cloud, also March 25th, and then Outriders on April 1st.
Yeah.
Is this a joke, Square? You made another live service game you're releasing on April 1st, and it's probably going to die like the other ones.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason they're releasing on April 1st. They're like, this game's going to suck. Nobody's going to play it. So once it releases, we can just say, hey, it was just a joke, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
When it fails, it's just
or,
a joke.
Or maybe the joke is that the game doesn't actually suck. I don't know.
Game Pass is getting strong, Breakman. I have to admit.
Also, there's some bonuses for Game Pass coming, including getting a 10% off on the Outer Worlds latest DLC.
Yeah. Outer Worlds is a good game. It's a really good game. But I heard Deadfire 2 is fantastic, man. So this Game Pass is just becoming like really, 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 really neat for Xbox owners and stuff like that. But I'm waiting. Once I get the new X,
you need to get the PopCar extension for Chrome, whatever, or whatever browser you use that probably has a PopCar on it. But to let you know when to get a Series X, because good luck still buying one.
Yeah, I'm not in any hurry, Eric. I want to get Halo. Like, that's my big wish list thing for, and when that comes out, that's a system seller for me. So, you know, I'll wait. Slager says, love the PC Game Pass. If I played on PC, I would love it too, Slager. I have a Mac, and Macs are no good.
If MXT's trying to buy the game from Walmart, that's why he's going to fail, because Walmart can't figure out how to beat the bots.
Yeah.
No, Walmart doesn't care.
And they don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're still selling. Sell
it. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
They don't give a fuck if they sell it to, you know, terrorists in Saudi Arabia, man. They'll sell it to anybody. Hotstock's a good app for phones that does the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, it does. The Game Pass for the Xbox would be good for me too, because I mean that would preclude me from buying a lot of games.
Pretty much your best bets for getting an X or a PS5 is to use Best Buy or Target, not Walmart.
Yeah, I would think so.
Unless you want to pay a lot of money for a bundle at GameStop.
Yeah. Who's next? Is it Break?
Or did yes.
You... Okay, Break.
It's my turn.
All right.
Anyway, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Near Automata.
Mm-hmm.
Automata?
Automata? Yeah. Automata? I don't know. I always say Automata.
Xbox Game Pass PC is a fixed become as God's version.
Yeah.
Near Automata, Xbox Game Pass PC version is based on the Become as God's edition of the game. Why the hell am I repeating myself? As such, people on sites like Resetera and the Steam discussions board have discovered it features fixed not present in the game of the Yorha Steam PC release. Mm-hmm. Olock later shared on Facebook and added borderless video setting fidelity, FX, HDR, and FK. 4K UI textures.
FK
is the new technology coming out, y'all. You've heard of 4K, but now experience FK. But anyways, yeah. That's good. It's good for you PC guys and Xbox.
I think the Steam version probably has mods that can probably fix those things.
Oh, most likely.
But the official version is, yeah, kind of not great in that regard.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Break?
No, there's just some more things about how they've done this before with the PC Game Pass releases, like Final Fantasy VII, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Sorry, I interrupted with that video, but
it's okay.
It's okay. poor Break, man. Dungeons and Dragons: Dark Alliance set to release on June 22nd for PlayStation, Xbox, and Steam. Coming to us from RPG Site. So that is fantastic. Game will be priced at a budget $39.99, or you can get the digital deluxe edition for $59.99. So it's
probably $30 because it's probably short.
Yeah, this looks really good, guys. I saw the trailer before we got on the show today, and you know, I like those isometric ones, but this is more of like an action RPG kind of third person esque type game, and it looks really, really good. Some of the things you can conquer unstoppable monsters that pits you against some of the most legendary monsters. From giants, beholders. Ooh, beholders would suck to go up against. White dragons.
They're obviously not unstoppable if you can beat them.
Yeah, exactly. Fight alongside your friends so we can co-op this if we get it on the same system. Fight alongside your friends, I said that. Choose your hero. Play as one of your distinct heroes, which, you know, obviously there's going to be some customization. And there's a frozen landscape. So everything I've seen from this game looks fantastic. I'm excited for it. Might be one that I pick up right away if it gets decent reviews. So Dark Alliance, something to look forward to, especially all you Dungeons and Dragons fanatics out there, which I am one. So, you guys have anything else on that? All right, Eric.
All right. We've got some sales data for 13 Sentinels, and it's almost at the half-million mark at 400,000 units sold worldwide.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I wanted to buy this, but apparently now you can hardly find a physical copy of it. Not that I would buy a physical copy, but I was waiting for a sale. So,
yeah, Atlas isn't going to commit to doing large runs of PS4 games at this point, I don't think they're going to be opposed to doing a reprint.
I don't think they would be either. They'll sell those out too. This game sold really, really well. So, I think it looks really good. I was definitely interested in it, because I like VanillaWare games quite a bit. I love that art style a lot. So, you know, looks good. Looks a lot like a Dragon's Crown.
I need to play it after I get through Like a Dragon and Persona 5 Scramble and Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury and Bravely Default 2 and Bravely Second.
Yep. All right, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from Destructoid, Life is Strange and Before the Storm are getting remastered. Oh, well, great.
didn't like Before the Storm, Break?
No, it's not that. It's just I'm so over remasters after...
This is just the 60 FPS PS5 and Xbox Series X version.
Yeah. I'm with you, Break. You make a good point. Like, this is a game that's literally, 2 years old, and it's already getting a remaster? If you're looking at
even more HD-er.
Yeah, even more HD-er. Freak says, important news.
Here's what they've done to it. Deck 9 has refined the puzzles. I don't know what they mean by refined. Reworked character animations with full facial mocap. Improved the visual fidelity for characters and environments. And upgraded the engine and lighting. Yeah. You're also getting the standalone bonus episode Farewell packed in. So you're basically repaying for the game that they are saying that, hey, we didn't like how we did the first time. So
yeah,
we're going to redo it and charge you.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I have to buy it again?
No, I wouldn't, Derek. I don't think that's...
I ever bought Before the Storm, though, so...
There's no price on it listed, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll probably just buy this and then not play the old version I have.
Yeah. I don't know, Eric. I'm not going to buy it again.
You played the original. I mean, you might as well.
I played the original, but I'm, you know...
Then you shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not.
I haven't, so yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, if you haven't played it, maybe it's worth getting this visual.
I also haven't bought Before the Storm, so I'll just get this.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Eric. I just, like, for me, like I don't... These enhancements for that particular game don't seem like they would be a huge deal to me. I don't know, man. It's not a game that lends well to that type of stuff. Freak5's got some breaking news in chat here, guys. Important news item. They're adding whoopee cushions to Animal Crossing New Horizons. So, yeah.
Oh, he's going to grief people with that, isn't he?
Jeez. Well, what doesn't he grief? Freak 5 could grief anybody with anything. You put a spoon in front of him and he'll grief somebody.
Do kids today even know what whoopee cushions are? They're one of the greatest inventions of all time.
Well, they'll play this since I'm alone now.
No, but they have the app, Break. You know, they have the whoopee cushion app.
I know, I got some taken away at school before.
Yeah. All right, last news story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne HD Remastered launches on May 25th in the West.
Tensei, not Tensei.
Tensei, you know.
Tensei, Tensei, shut up.
Tomato, tomato, you know.
No, it's very specific pronunciation.
Did you say it's the last story? Because I see like two more news stories here.
Really? Yeah, I'm just mentioning them. And they're just there for the benefit of the people who are going to look at this.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But anyways, May 25th in the West for the PS4, Nintendo Switch, and Steam. This is fantastic. I love this game. This is as close to a horror RPG as I've ever gotten. The deluxe edition is going to run you $69.99, but that includes the digital deluxe edition. you know, on all the platforms. You get the full game. Well, obviously, you get a Maniacs pack, which adds Dante from the Devil May Cry series, which I...
Well, it's a $50 game, so you're paying $20 extra for the DLC for Dante.
Yeah, well, pretty much. You can get
a couple other things.
You get the Chronicle pack, which adds Raidu from the Devil Summoner series. Didn't, if I remember correctly, Dante was in the original, and then they had to, they were gonna...
It was in the original US release. Yeah. It was originally just the game that had Raidu as a character. Gotcha. And then they replaced Raidu with Dante. But yeah, in this game, if you get both DLCs, you have to pick between the two. You can't get both of them at the same time because they essentially serve the same functions and you meet them in the same locations. So that's why they have to do it that way.
Okay. Merciful Difficulty adds an easier difficulty mode, which is welcome addition.
It's the one I'll be playing on because the game's fucking hard.
It is. It's really fucking hard.
It is the hardest SMT game.
It's hard unless you get... there was,
and it, some of its dated elements probably lean into the difficulty a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Okay, you get the Mercy and Expectation map pack, which that's weird. A map pack.
A lot of people want to get the Switch version because of its portability, but I want the 4K.
Yeah, I do too.
And the load times, apparently on the Switch version of the Japanese release, were really horrible. I saw the video, and it was like... 20 seconds long.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
For a game where you're going to probably be slipping in and out of different areas in quick succession, that's not great.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
But
you gotta...
I heard that a rumor that the reason it took so long for it to come to the West is because they were trying to optimize the game so that the load times have been reduced on the Switch. But I still rather play it on a nicer looking TV. And maybe I'll think about getting this double dipping and getting the Switch version, like if it gets Switch Pro support or something.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Eric, you got a couple quick hitting news stories for us.
Man Eater is coming to Switch on May 25th, and that's that. So if you want to play that game portably, that's an option.
I recommend playing that game. It's fun. It's just stupid fun.
But if you don't have a Switch or you don't get the Switch version, you should have picked it up on PS Plus when it was available.
Yeah,
I don't think you can get it now, though.
So. Yeah, it's a decent game. It's you just play as a shark.
But the other quick tidbit is that Gotham Knights has been delayed to 2022.
Yeah, that's slightly disappointing. But, you know, I understand it, and Brake has talked about it several times on the show. It's always
good. Now you can play Harry Potter. Well, who wants to play that fucking game with J.K. Rowling's name attached to it?
Brake or Eric. Oh, man, that's funny. Hey,
Or you can play that Batman game.
There you go. No real homie discounts. There was a couple sales on Xbox I saw and a couple on PlayStation, but they're always the same thing. That's why I don't like to... go over the same shit all the time. You know, it's the same all the time. Breakman, should I hit your music? All right, dear Breakman, what do we got?
Oh, there's actually two questions. I know I keep saying I'm only going to do one, but this question's kind of time sensitive, so maybe I should do this one and wait. But the other one is a really good question. I don't know.
Do them both.
I have such a dilemma right now. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to go ahead with the time sensitive one because this is important. I understand that. Is Freak back, actually?
I don't know.
Maybe I should wait until he's not. Maybe I should wait until I know he's here to ask that one.
Hey, Breakman.
That's an important question.
Hey, Freak 5, are you in chat? I know you're there, but are you there?
Why do you keep confusing us today?
I don't know. You guys always have your name next to each other. It's like you guys are synchronous in chat, man. That's why.
Frank's old and has dyslexia.
That's true, too. Commander Roots in chat. Community Showcase is in chat. Bernie's in chat. Dungeon's in chat. He snuck in like a ninja. Silly Gnome 225, welcome on in. Slagar's in there as well. And Upturns, welcome on in to chat, everybody. Freak, if you're there, let us know. Well, why don't you go with the other one, and then we'll come back, too.
The other one's a really important question, too. Maybe we should... Do you want to come back to him when we know Freak is here?
He's
or
there.
Oh, no, here he is.
He's
here he
there.
is. Okay. Okay, so first question from Freak5 Chaos. Dear Breakman, I placed an order on Sunday. Didn't get a tracking number until Thursday. The shipping label was printed on Monday, but the package hasn't even made it to the post office. How long should I wait before contacting them to find out why they haven't shipped?
Okay, let me. Okay, I'm an expert with this.
I'm sorry,
Break.
I'm gonna be myself when you talk.
Okay, that is not unusual, Freak Pie. Like, it's pissed me off more times than not. Like, you'll buy something from Amazon or from any website for that matter. Hot Topic, it doesn't matter. Like, you buy stuff, and it'll say in your email, item has been shipped. So when you click on the tracking number, it'll say label has been created. It's like, what happens is, like, these shippers, you know, these people that are giving you those things, they print up the fucking labels at their store, and they it could be any time that they put, you know, bring it to the USPS.
It's like they click the ship button just to save themselves time.
Yeah, to you know, kind of quell customers that are inquiring about when their shit's going to be shipped. You know, it's like, but they can't fool you because you have detailed tracking, like USPS especially. And I know FedEx does this too. Maybe UPS has their own better tracking. I don't know. But I know USPS is very good about tracking every step of the way, you know. So, I'm with you, Freak.
The only thing I hate it is when you get a package and then it zigzags between state lines. Like,
yeah,
you passed my state and you went to Pittsburgh or something.
I've had that too, where, like, I've ordered something from, like, California and it, like, flies from California to Pittsburgh, and I'm like, why?
It was just like part of a shipment that was supposed to go one place, and then they send it back.
I did. It's just weird, man. Like, it's weird how they do things like that. But what do you say, Breakman?
Oh, let me see. How long should you wait? There is a question to how long should I wait before contacting them to find out why they haven't shipped? I don't know why you haven't driven to their place of business yet and stormed the castle. You know,
oh,
I mean?
Yeah, good
give
point.
It to me now, fuckers,
good point.
Just kick in the doors, like, where's my stuff? Like, this is January 6th, bitch. Where's my shit at?
That's a better alternative, Breakman. Just like drive there and force them to ship it in front of you. You know, I mean, why not? Yeah. Shit,
this is treason. They didn't tax my tea. This is horse shit or something or other. I don't know. But, you know, this is bullshit.
So you're saying pull a January 6th on them, Breakman.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
No,
anything
else? I don't recommend that because if you were dealing with a normal company, yes. But postal workers, there's a term for them when they go nuts. It's called postal. You don't want to deal with a postal worker. So you don't want to, like, try to anger them, you know. Just
yeah.
because.
Yeah.
They won't just kill you. They will, well, I mean, they're not going to kill you right away. They'll take you to your family and kill your family in front of you. They'll kill your pets in front of you, too, even, because that's how sick they are. If you have, like, extended family, you better deny it, because they'll come after them, too.
Yeah.
You know, if there was a store that you liked to shop at as a kid, they will go to the store and they will loot the store in front of you.
Yeah,
and then they will play with all the toys and not share.
No sharing allowed. Yeah, that's cruel, man. That's cruel and unusual punishment. All right.
So, how long should you wait to contact them? 2 weeks? Is that fair, Diane?
2 weeks? That's too much time, man. I'd be in my car that day driving to California.
I know, but we're talking about postal workers. I'm trying to save lives here.
How long are you going to vacation on Mars? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Get ready for surprise.
Yeah. You know, I got a remastered version of Total Recall, and it's really good. It's really, really
good.
They
made a 4K version?
Yes, and it's excellent, Eric. It's awesome. I highly recommend it. It's
the website
really
says they try to ship every 24 hours, so it is like, what the fuck? All right, let's get this done. Pitchforks. Pitchforks and torches. Time to storm the castle.
Yeah. Slagar's got an important question. He says, getting dark out here now. Don't know if I should light a fire or go in. Light a fire, Slagar. Shit.
What, on the fireplace?
Yeah, fireplace? No, outside, out, like an outdoor fire pit or something. Yeah, light a fire, man.
Those are fun.
They are, man. I have a little mini outdoor fire pit.
I think it's still too cold here for that. Okay.
It's never too cold for fire. Never. It's too hot for fire, but it's never too cold for fire.
Package hasn't even made it to the post office yet. Yeah,
I'm saying, like, it's cold enough here that I wouldn't even want to do that.
Yeah.
So. Well, I get it. Just like, I know some people like grilling out in the wintertime. Like,
I do. I grill all the time,
like,
year round.
No, thank you. Like, I don't want to be standing out there freezing my ass off, like, oh, grill warm me. Hurry up and fucking cook my burger, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah, Freak 5 says it's all the company's fault, not the post office. So get in your car, Freak 5. What are you doing? Get in there now.
So you're going to my bad. I misunderstood. Yeah, these are normal people. Well, do you need some help or backup or something like that? I charge a nice hourly rate.
Yeah. It's worth it, though. Like, Brake brings all the, you know, he'll bring in the bazookas and everything.
Some of them make a video
game. I live in Ohio, so there's a lot of
based on raiding the stores who don't ship your stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how there's a lot of well-armed people around here. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, I mean, Brake's from Cincinnati, man. I mean, if you want
the sequel to General Chaos, we can call it Postal Chaos.
Brake lives in the part of Cincinnati where you could go down the street and buy an AK. So, you know, he's connected.
All I have to do is walk out my front door and yell.
Yeah. Yeah. See? So there you go.
Yeah,
no, I would get on it right now, Freak 5.
What if they, like, did Grubhub, but, like, for guns?
Gunhub, man.
I mean, essentially, that's what, flea markets they do? Not flea markets, they have gun shows.
Gun shows, yeah, the loopholes and stuff, yeah. Yeah, they have a few of those here, man. I don't know what they call them there, but here they call them, like, the Tanner gun shows and... You know, that's what they do. They have all those loopholes still. And that's one thing I don't understand why Democrats just don't shove that through, you know. I mean, because that's not something that a bunch of Republicans are going to get totally upset about. I know the senators will and the House reps will, the Republicans. But, like, regular, ordinary Republican people, they're not going to – like, they'll throw a little tiny hissy fit at first, but then they'll forget about it. Like – I mean, nobody would miss those loopholes. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't know. It's stupid and dumb.
The NRA would miss those loopholes.
Oh, fuck. The NRA is bankrupt, man. They can't do shit.
Yeah, but they've got money from foreign countries helping them.
Yeah, look, Slagar said, I bought a .38 revolver at a gun show at age 11. Yeah, I don't think anybody would be super upset if the fucking loopholes of gun shows were closed, honestly. Like, you'd get a little tiny bit of backlash, but I don't think that would be a huge deal. Along with, like,
I bet with that kind of gun you can make all kinds of cheese.
Yeah. 38 revolver is a nice weapon, Slager. I like myself, like, I would get a 357 because you could put 38 special bullets in it, but I really like revolvers a lot. He said he bought it for $6.
I think you missed it. Yeah, get to that point. Go ahead, say that.
What, $6? Yeah.
Yeah, he's $6? How the hell did you buy a gun?
Well,
$6?
I mean, Slager and I, man, we go way back, man. It probably was like in 1952 or something, so that kind of makes sense, you know. I mean, honestly. Freak says, I sent a picture of my dinner to at RP Grinders on Twitter. So put that in the... Okay. Put that link in chat, Breaks. I want to see what Freak 5 is. I want to see what he's eating. All right, what else you got, Break Man? Anything else?
Sushi platter? I don't know. Yes, there is one other thing. And he said, ask Break Man. The Republicans keep trying to pass laws making it illegal to run over protesters. Is this just Black Lives Matter protesters? I'm sorry, making it legal to run over protesters. I missed it. Is this just Black Lives Matter protesters, or will it be legal to run over Planned Parenthood protesters too? Asking for a friend. Also, anyone you can say is Antifa. Never forget Antifa, because you can just say anybody is Antifa.
Don't forget Asians. They're the flavor of hate today too.
Oh, God. Now, see, that's the thing. Like, Asians always have been. Like, Asian people have always been mistreated around this country. It's just –
Yeah. Well, that goes all the way back to World War II. I mean, it happened even before that, but the internment camps for Asians. I mean,
well, just look at all the people they brought over to work on the railroads and stuff like that. That too. Chinese immigrants.
Yep. You're right. Nope. You're right, Breakman. I mean, this country was found on a lot of racism and taking advantage of people
I know
of color.
We talk a lot of, like, about racism, like black and white, but this country isn't just like black and white racist.
No,
like,
no.
Like, this country is as bigoted as it is it could possibly be. Like, we want to pretend at the top, like, no, it's not. Everything's good. But, well, we know, like, what, 70 million people supported Donald Trump?
You know, Breakman, the interesting thing and a point that I always try to bring up to people, you know, to kind of bring a little bit of hope to the table, you know, there's a growing number of people that understand what's going on, and among that is you know, Caucasian people. Like, there are really good Caucasian allies that really help in these type of causes, and that's
You cut out for a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I back?
You're cutting out again, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Frank. I think we lost Frank.
Oh, did you guys lose me again?
Ah, oh, Frank.
What the hell? You guys suck. I can hear me, and I know I can you guys hear me now?
Good time to drink some.
You guys suck. I
cut out. Are you back now?
Am I here? Am I back?
Yeah.
All right, we're off of can you type in chat? We'll be back. We should be back now, actually. It just got disconnected. It must have been my internet. Sorry about that, everybody. Chat, do we have you back? Let us know. But
I was scared.
Yeah, I know. Internet cut out there for a second. Hopefully we're back in chat. But what was I talking about, guys?
You were talking about running over protesters.
Yeah.
You used to have doing it back in the day.
Yeah. No. It's interesting that you say that, because there's you know what the reason why the Republicans want that to be, you know, where it's okay that you can run over protesters. It's partly because
I can't even believe, like, this is actually a debate.
I don't understand why this is a debate.
I think the only thing that's worse is that the UK is trying to be more fascist than the US is right now, because they want to remove people's right to protest.
Yeah. Slagar said, does someone play the Power Rangers?
Well, I think it was France that just I think it was France that just enforced the law, like, no women are allowed to wear burqas anymore or something like that.
That's France, man. That's weird if that's the case. That's
like, there's been just a rash of just anti anybody laws going on right now, like the voter suppression laws, the I want to run people over laws. Like, what the fuck?
There's always a rise of racism seemingly at the same time amongst like, especially the allies, Breakman. Like, if you look at, like, the history of the United States with England and France, usually their legislation is kind of in line.
Never mind how daft that is, because I'd rather they have the burqa on during a pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but I actually think the burqa is oppressive.
Like, people should be free to do that of their own volition.
Yeah, don't quote me that it's France, because I could be wrong about the country. Yeah. It might be Italy.
Italy, France.
They're
really
racist in Italy.
Italy, France, what's the difference, Break? You know, I mean, it's all in Europe, man. Come on. Spain, you know, Belgium. I mean, it's all the same shit, man. No.
Well,
I
went to type in outlaw burkas and in my phone to see who it is. And the first thing that pops up is outlaw Burger King.
Why not, man? That's worse than burkas, in my opinion.
It was Switzerland.
Switzerland, wow. I don't know about their.
I'm not surprised, considering Switzerland seems to, like, I don't know, it seems to create bigots, because, like, you've got Notch and then you've got PewDiePie.
PewDiePie has already shown his color several times. I don't even know what to say about that dude. Like, he's got so much money now, you don't know what to do with it all, but. I think he's worth something like 50, 60 million, Breakman. I mean, for a YouTuber, it's pretty fucking good, man. I mean, you know, whatever. More power to him. He's got money, but he's, you know, he's did quite a few anti-Semitic videos, and that's all you need to know about somebody. You know, when they show their true colors, then, you know, to just avoid that person. Or if they want to have constructive dialogue, that's one thing, but if not, it's really not worth your time. What else you got, Break?
Okay, so why are they trying to pass these laws? Is it? I mean, is that the general question? I'm sorry. The question was: is it just for Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood and Antifa? Who else would also be included on this list?
Immigrants.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. God. Jeez.
Basically, anybody who's not white.
Yeah. Anybody who they think is might be Mexican, basically.
Progressives or
right wing
or leftist or, you know, Democrats, you know.
Well, I mean, they wanted to even kill Mike Pence, so it's like they want to even kill each other.
Yeah, I know, man. These people are fucking crazy.
A certain type of right wing person.
yeah. Like, you have to be one that swears to Christ but worships Trump?
Can I ask you a question, Breakman, before we move on? And we do got to move on. Like, do you think that, you know, if somebody was a lot smarter than Trump, which basically means almost any other Republican, like, so, let's say somebody like Tucker Carlson, do you think he would make the full, you know, go the full way authoritarian? You know, because he's a lot smarter than Trump. And somebody brought up Tucker Carlson as a candidate in 2024, and I'm like, that's actually not a bad idea by Republicans, because Tucker Carlson is a crafty, smart individual.
He's popular.
And popular, yeah. And now he knows the blueprint.
And he's got that stupid haircut. I don't know, like anybody can take that guy seriously.
Yeah, and also that stupid look of his anytime he's asked a question. Have you ever seen, like, I've seen clips. I can never watch a full show because he always... You know,
I've heard some clips of him, and I'm just like, God.
He looks like he's about to take a shit or something.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he's like smelling shit on a mic, or, you know, when he asks, and I'm like, why do people like this? Like, how did this guy become popular? Like, I don't understand.
Because he hates the libs just like they do. Like, the libs are responsible for everything that's wrong.
Yeah, it's never both. You know, it's never both or the other. Yeah. It's always just one side. You know, and I mean, I rail against Democrats on this show all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's me too.
It's definitely. Like, you know, I don't carry the weight, Republican or Democrat. You know, they're all, to me, you can
let them in one. I got canceled because I criticized Obama, and I was questioning why.
I don't know why people hold Obama on this high pedestal. I mean, just because he was the first Black president, like, he did nothing.
It's because he's they're comparing him to everybody else, I guess. We've had so much shit that he's not as much shit.
Yeah, other than the fact that he brought us from 2 to 7 wars.
I know. Like,
this is the person that I had arguments a bit about Chick-fil-A showing their true colors after they thought nobody was actually looking at them when they said that they were going to change their ways, and they didn't change their ways.
No, they didn't. That was disappointing, man.
That happened like a couple times in the past, too, and then it happened twice after that.
Yeah, yeah.
They kept trying to do the same thing.
Yeah. It's sad to me how many people rallied around Chick-fil-A, though.
I know. That's even sadder, man. You know, I mean, I just, it's stupid. But we got to move on, guys. Anything else you got, Break?
What state is this that they're trying to pass laws? Is this every state? Is this the federal government? I'm just wondering out of curiosity. Which
it's probably run over people. Certain states, man. Like I could see some of the southern states, like maybe Kentucky or Arkansas or Missouri. You know, places like that. But it's
funny you call Kentucky a southern state.
It is.
I think it is, but it's not really in the South.
No, I know. It's like
too north state.
Yeah, it's like in the middle.
See, the thing is, like, Ohio and Kentucky are really in the Middle East.
Yeah.
But we can't call ourselves the Mideast because the Mideast.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it's the people there seem to always vote red.
Oh yeah, no matter what. I mean, fucking Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, Freak Five said
he could be literally dead and they would still vote for him.
Yeah, a bunch of red states. Freak Five says so. There you go. Ugh. Doesn't surprise me, Freak Five. I mean, whatever.
Just imagine if McConnell turns out to be a Sith Lord or something.
Hey, Slagar, Slagar, I want to ask Slagar a question. He's in chat. Slagar, is Wisconsin more red or blue, man? Like, because I never know. It seems like one of those states that is like purple to me. I don't know. I'm asking just because you're in the state and you know better.
I'm wondering, like, if it's like Ohio. Like, if you're in a city, Ohio is like really blue. But if you're in the outside of a city, it's really red.
Well, that's like here in Colorado, man. It's really weird. Denver's obviously very liberal. But you get outside of Denver, man, like out north or south or east of Denver, and it's like really conservative. It's really weird. I mean, we got that idiot Boebert in, cities like Pueblo.
If red's Republican, blue's Democrat, then what does that make libertarians?
That's a good question, Aaron.
Fuchsia.
Yeah, fuchsia. On that note, Breakman, what you been playing?
I was playing Dead Rising. I beat it several times, and I was just going to kind of unlock achievements and wanted to unlock the best weapon. After about an hour of trying to get the 50,000 zombies, I was kind of like, I'm not having fun anymore and just want to play something
else.
And
the best weapon's the X armor. But yeah, you have to kill so many goddamn zombies.
Yeah, you have to kill like 54,000 of them to get it. And it's just, after an hour of me driving around the tunnels, just running over and running over, I'm like, this is just not worth it. This is not fun right now.
It's a good example. Good example.
I'm glad I have the PC version because I didn't get to hack that shit in.
Good example of why some achievements are just stupid. Dungeon says the 50K zombie slaughter. Yeah,
isn't it 65,000 something?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Dungeon. It's like I've been driving around the tunnel, and after an hour, I only had like 15,000. So I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to be doing this for like 5 hours just to get the Mega Buster.
Dead Rising 3 lets you get the armor, which I think includes the Buster.
Dungeon says worth it.
I think they nerfed it, but it's a lot easier to get, and it's still fun to play with.
Mm. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back to it. But like, it was so boring just driving around the tunnel. Because Dead Rising is like, go get a new weapon, and let's go kill some zombies or maybe save some people. But this was just drive around the tunnels, running them over until your vehicle destroyed, and then... get another vehicle and keep running over them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what else you been playing, man?
So I got kind of bored with that. And then, we talked last week about my pile of shame, and you recommended Far Cry 4.
Yeah.
So I've been playing a lot of Far Cry 4.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say a lot because I haven't played a lot of games this week. But, that's what I was playing before the show, and I didn't want to. Yeah. After the Oral Roberts beating up on Ohio State, I went and played some Far Cry 4.
Yeah.
And I'm quite enjoying it. Just so many things to do, and how you can get around in the world is really cool.
It's just one of those games where you could just get lost in it, mm-hmm. and just spend a little bit of stupid, mindless fun.
I love the nature and interaction with the character, the bad guys or the people. Or, for instance, me, I was driving in a car, and all of a sudden I got hit. And I got flipped over in the car, and I'm like, what the hell? Okay, well, I'm back up. I'll just drive away. And I tried to drive away. I got flipped again. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get out and shoot the motherfucker who knocked me over. It was a fucking rhino.
Yeah, man.
Fuck, you know? Like, I'm unloading my gun trying to kill a rhino. Like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I unleashed an elephant and he rampaged around it, killing bad guys, flipping cars, shit like that. It's like, oh, this is some fun ass shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak Five says, LOL, after you get the best weapon, what else do you have to do that you will use that weapon on? Exactly. Dungeon says, Far Cry 4 is fun. I used the Buster gun to roll through the game again. Was nice, but it actually has limited ammo. It has a lot of ammo, but it still had a limit. Yeah.
Got, yeah, that's why I'm going to just mod it in and just turn on a some kind of cheat to like make it unlimited.
Freak says I've gotten back into Path of Exile. It's a good game, Freak. I started that game. It's fun. Path of Exile is a fun game. It's a free to play, you know, type deal, but it's really well done. You know, but it's good. I mean, I got too many other games to play to do a you know one of those free to play games that often. But Path of Exile is pretty fun. All right, what else you been playing?
Speaking of free to play games, I've also been playing Among Us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I quite enjoy that game. I don't know which I enjoy more, being the bad guy or voting, because mm-hmm. the voting part is fun because there's you know the guy who's obviously guilty or people that are guilty, they're in there lying and they're trying to point fingers and stuff like that. And if you're not the killer, you're sitting there trying to figure out who's the killer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I know somebody got mad at me yesterday, like they're fucking pissed. They're like, you're cheating. What? No, I made an educated guess to figure you out.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's no way you could have known it was me. Like, you didn't see it. Like, no, I didn't see it. But I eliminated most of the other suspects, and then I watched what people were saying in chat.
Yeah.
And you were one of these guys that was talkative, and then when you became, and then when we switched to this game, you suddenly shut up, and you only said a couple words every once in a while.
That's the thing. Like, you got to be like. That's why poker players get good, man. They know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. You know, and
they're watching. They're not just watching the cards; they're watching the players.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I like to do when I'm playing this game. Is I'm trying to figure out who the killer is. I'm not really doing the tasks and shit.
Yeah.
Or unless I am the killer, and then I'm just
What that says to me, Breakman. You'd be a good poker player for one, because that's 90% of poker. And two, you're going to be a heck of a Among Us player. So, you know, that's all you got to do, man. I mean, just look at what people say and how they say it. That's it.
But, I mean, you can still lose. I mean, you can still get caught and murdered. Because there was a – because after I voted the guy off, his partner immediately came after me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I figured it out, like, who they were. Like, because once I had him, it was obvious who the other guy was. So, you know, at that point, I became a loose end, so –
I had to kill you, man.
Yeah. I was trying to run away from him because I knew who it was. He got me in a corner. Like,
that sucks, man. That sucks. What else have you been playing, Break? Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Before I get to you, Eric, let me catch up on chat. Dungeon says, I just wish Far Cry 4 had another mission like the marijuana mission in Far Cry 3. It was so funny. I should go back to my temp. Oh, Freak says he's playing a Templar that summons zombies. And Dungeon says, I should go back to my Templar. I started a new one for the new event that does close damage with spells with a burst build. I miss my witch, though. I used a zombie mob build to mow down everything, and then it was nerfed. Yeah. Okay, Eric, what you been playing?
Just a little bit more Bravely Second and Like a Dragon.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to play much. I played a teeny bit of Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen, which is a good game. It's a little confusing at first, so I'm working on it. I'll stick with it for a little bit. All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
Break, do you have a review this week?
Oh, I can do some reviews.
All right.
I have to do some reviews. I have watched a bunch of stuff. That's why I haven't played that many games this week.
Okay.
Because I got the HBO, so I finally decided to watch some of these older movies that I hadn't seen yet, that I know were mostly hated movies. The DCU movies.
Yeah.
I've been catching up on them. So I've seen Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, and I saw the 4-hour Justice League movie.
Okay. Eric also saw the Batman versus Superman, so you guys could double team that review. I guess you could do spoilers on the Justice League, but if there's any major surprise, I'll.
I didn't see the original, so I don't the 2-hour Joss Whedon cut. From what I was seeing in like the reviews and comparisons, there were things that Whedon trying to shoehorn in that were just, they're not in this cut and such.
Yeah.
But I would say, Man of Steel, there are definitely some problems with it. Like, I was not happy about their, how they
Darker tone?
Not necessarily darker tone, but just like things like why'd they spend so much time on Krypton? And his, like, he was raised in Kansas, but like every, no, it's not.
One of the biggest problems that I have with superhero movies in general, they do too much exposition on the origin. You know,
it's that's what, like, and then and they do a lot of flashbacks with his childhood and growing up, but like his dad dying and not like, no, don't save me, like that was just stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he just sat there and watched his father die. Like,
yeah.
Like I mean, come on. Like who? Do you?
It's like that, it's like he did that in advance to make some kind of connection between him and Bruce.
Well, you guys didn't know that,
and it was the stupidest reason for doing that ever.
You guys didn't know it, but
I really liked Man of Steel, despite its
problems. I did too. I actually like Man of Steel okay. So, anyways, what are you giving it, Brake?
I don't know what to give it as far as, because I like Henry Cavill. I thought he was really good as Superman.
Yeah, Slagar agrees with you. Slagar agrees.
I think I like him better as Garrett of from Rivia, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he is really good in The Witcher.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I liked it, but I didn't love it. And there are things about it that just irritated me. And Mr. Bregman always watch it. And at the end, when he snaps Zod's neck, Mrs. Bregman's like, "Superman doesn't kill people."
Yeah,
unless he has to.
He does. He does more so than Batman. But yeah.
Well, that gets us to Batman versus Superman.
It came down to him, like, either you kill him now or lots of people die, or lots of people die. So, yeah.
For the record...
I get, like, he was trying to make it more
real. He didn't
real.
Want
to
do it. That's why he screamed
when he was doing it. Snyder's trying to make this more realistic with his darker version, and he was trying to make this feel like, you know, Superman is in America. As opposed to like the original Superman movie, where you feel like he's in a, you know, it's a movie. Like it feels like that's Metropolis, and this is not something that I could ever go to.
Yeah,
I think a lot of problem most people have with Snyder films is that he's definitely got a more Frank Miller tone, and the problem with that is that we've kind of like got stuck in that mud ever since Frank Miller did Batman that way.
Yeah. Okay. I like Frank
Miller, though. I enjoyed Man of Steel. I wasn't in love with it. I'm not going to give it a score. Now, Batman vs Superman, I think, is where the real problems start, though.
Ooh, okay. I give
casting.
For the record, I give Man of Steel 7 out of 10. I don't think I've ever said that on the show. So solid 7 out of 10. But Batman vs Superman. Now, did you watch the Ultimate Edition? Break?
Yes, okay. I do watch the Ultimate Cut, and I think the biggest problem with the movie is the casting.
Ooh, okay.
And he does a better job in the Zack Snyder's Justice League, but goddamn Ben Affleck.
Yeah, yeah.
He is not Batman. He in the Justice League, and actually I think in the Ultimate Edition there is like the future cut too. He would make a good Flashpoint Batman.
That's interesting.
That dark Batman. I think he works in that, but like is Batman? God no.
Again, it's the familiar problem.
I didn't like the
characterization of Batman's wrong to begin with.
I didn't like
Yeah, he made him a homicidal maniac for one thing.
Yeah.
And the way they set him up, it made him seem like this was like the first day on the job at some points, and in other days like he'd been Batman for 40 years.
Yeah. I can see what he was trying to do though. He's trying to turn these monsters that thought they were heroes into actual heroes once they realized something bad happened.
Yeah. So Batman vs. Like I don't hate it, but God, I did not like it. And the main reason wasn't actually Ben Affleck. The main reason was Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah,
that was the worst goddamn Lex Luthor I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
He was more like the fucking Joker than Lex Luthor. Like I get they're trying to go back to the Lex Luthor mad scientist route and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
but. He was terrible. He was absolutely fucking terrible as Lex Luthor. Like, if, you should have made him the Joker or something, because he would have been good as that.
Yeah, Slagar makes a good point. He said trying to make bats like the animated series, but slightly more. That's what they were doing with Batman. Yeah. I didn't like the choice of Ben Affleck either, to be honest with you, Breakdown.
And the whole, like, contrived, like I knew even before I saw the movie, as soon as I saw the credits, I knew Lex Luthor was in. I was like, okay, well, Lex Luthor masterminds everything. He's obviously responsible for why they're fighting. But, like, it just seemed like Bruce Wayne was just an asshole for most of the part, mostly, and just not a likable guy.
Yeah.
Just Bruce Wayne, Batman just weren't really likable.
He played a very vanilla version of Bruce Wayne for sure, man. And his Batman was just more evil. That's the only way that I could put it, man. Like,
since I can understand what they're doing, I'm slightly less harsh on it. And this is why I'd say the original cut of the movie is an F, because the biggest problem with the original cut to me was a lot of context for a lot of scenes is removed. And then it ends up being the case that characters seem to be doing things for almost no reason. And the extra footage that was cut from the original feature release was makes up for that and explains things a little bit more. So it's you're able to appreciate the movie a little bit more. That's why I'm giving the movie going from an F to a C.
I mean, it was watchable, but I did not enjoy it. I just, the characterization of the characters, and especially Batman and Bruce Wayne, but Lex Luthor was the absolute the stink of the movie.
I'm pretty sure I gave Superman, Batman versus Superman, a 3 out of 10 when I first saw it. So I don't know.
I'm say 5 for the ultimate cut. That's okay, what it feels like to me. Superman animated series Lex Luthor was great, absolutely. Like, the Justice League cartoons and their characterization of Lex Luthor was absolutely fantastic. Like, he's supposed to be, like, the smartest guy around, but I didn't get that feeling from him, you know? Mm. Even after he masterminded everything, it still didn't feel like he was the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
He was more like Frieza, and that's bothersome to me.
So anyway, I'm going to get past that one and go to the 4-hour movie I watched last night.
Are you doing spoilers? I mean, if there's anything to spoil, because I haven't seen the Ultimate Cut.
I don't know what the difference between the Ultimate and the other one are, really. I know the ending's different somehow.
Okay.
Darkseid's a part of the plot now.
So. Okay.
Yeah, it was 4 hours. I enjoyed it.
Okay, let me...
I really enjoyed the Justice League movie. You know, I know it was darker and more violent characterization, like Wonder Woman killing people and stuff like that. But I liked it.
I've heard positive.
It took a while. The fights were far better. Yeah. It took a while to get going, but I understand that was because they needed to. Well, after Batman vs. Superman, you'd only had introduced Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman. So they had to introduce Aquaman, they had introduced Cyborg, and they introduced the Flash. And my biggest problem with this movie was the Flash, actually. I didn't like their characterization of Barry Allen. Just not my favorite.
Yeah.
Especially after we've had more recent, like, the Arrowverse.
The Flash series. And
Just like, I don't know. Like, he didn't fit right to me, and he never seemed comfortable in the role as exactly the Flash. I don't know. Just he was my weak point to it. But other than that, and then there is another cameo by Lex Luthor in this.
Okay.
Still don't like him. But there's another villain that they show. I'm not gonna spoil that for you.
Okay. Good.
You'll like that. You'll like it when it happens. All right. But I won't spoil it for you.
Do you think this movie could possibly salvage a sequel?
That's what I want to see. I want to see a sequel now after watching this. After Batman vs. Superman, I wasn't really looking forward to it. But I was like, okay, I might as well see what happens. You know, I'm this far.
Yeah.
So there was Lex Luthor cameo before, but this is a different cameo. Okay.
Okay. That's interesting.
Didn't know any of this stuff. Like I said, never saw the 2-hour version. Mrs. Brightman was bored with it because it takes a while to get going. It really does. But once it gets into it, it feels like a cartoon type movie. Like it feels like they were doing an animated movie once they really get into it.
Yeah, I thought the original cut was just okay. I think I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Slugger, how did you ever survive the comics where there was?
I think I gave it a 5.5.
And new artists all the time, and everything changed. Well, I stopped reading comics for a reason.
Yeah, like sometimes I would stop certain comics that way. Slagard, that's a good point though. Like it is kind of jarring when you bring in new writers and artists and stuff. And yeah, it's yeah okay. All right,
I've stopped TV shows and franchises, stuff like that. For those,
this
exact
is why
reasons.
The West probably just needs to let its IP die and just make new IPs and make them like those instead.
Yeah, well, I mean. Tradition, Eric. Tradition's a powerful drug, you know. All right, what else you got?
It comes down to money, and the people with money are afraid to take chances on new stuff when they know they can profit off of old stuff.
Yeah.
Old names.
What else you got,
Brad?
That's why
Rugrats is coming back.
Yeah.
So, and even I enjoyed the movie. It's the last, I guess, hour is just one huge fight scene for the most part. But I want to see a sequel. Baloney, no one will like anything new. Well,
yeah.
That's the thing, is a lot
no,
of new
no, stuff. People would. They just need to give it a chance, but people won't because people suck.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it won't sell as much as enough stuff that has a name on it, is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to get a new, it's hard to get something new created.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so, what else you got for reviews?
Brad? I want to compare that to the MCU, the DCU versus MCU. The MCU is way more coherent,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I know not all the movies are good, and there are definitely flaws in them. And I didn't watch like Aquaman or any of the other movies, just the main ones.
Yeah.
But going down like the main Avengers line and stuff like that, the movies were more just they more encapsulated the comics to me.
Yeah, yeah,
they
agree.
Weren't trying to reinterpret them necessarily, but they were trying to surprise you with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You
should watch Aquaman, by the way. That's the best of the bunch, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But
I will see these movies at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, I have HBO now that I liked Aquaman in the movie. I thought he was enjoyable. How he at one point he was surfing on enemies in the sky, and I'm like, I'm watching a cartoon now.
Yeah.
This is a comic and a cartoon. Like, I'm kind. This is good.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Yeah.
But. It's Darkseid. It's now like, you know, he's lingering in the background, and there were no plans to make a sequel. And it's like, God damn it! Now I want to see a sequel to this movie. But
yeah.
Will they? Is a question now.
Well, if this is a hit, maybe. But that all depends, I guess. And then I also watched the Young Justice.
Yeah.
I've been watching that for a few weeks now, but I finished it.
Oh, nice.
And
I haven't seen any of it, so I can't wait to get into that.
Young Justice is really fucking good, and the last season of it was really fucking good. Like, it is one of the best cartoons I've ever seen.
Wow.
It's amazing to me, like, how night and day, like, the MCU movies versus DCU movies are, and then, like, the Marvel cartoons are versus the DC cartoons like this. Like, it blows away every Marvel cartoon I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's not saying much, because there hasn't been much great.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, nothing great.
There are
a lot
of Marvel cartoons, and there are good ones. Like, there are good Spider-Man cartoons.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Young Justice is just I got my cat wrapped himself around in my cord right now. Hold on.
He's trying to commit suicide, man. Okay. What was your score on Batman versus Superman, Eric?
C. So that would be like a 5.5.
Okay. Cool.
So anyway, like the cartoons, like Young Justice, absolutely fantastic. If you like cartoons and you like comics, you have to watch Young Justice cartoons. They feel like they're made more for teenagers than kids.
That's the way it should be. You know. I mean.
Well, I'd want a more adult cartoons, you know.
Well, that too, you know. I always agree with that.
In some ways, it is adult.
Yeah.
So
what are you giving that?
No,
series?
I'm gonna be more fair, because I think I gave Batman and Superman's original release probably a 4.5. So this is more of a 6.
Okay, that's fair.
It was a 5 to me, but I am going to give the Justice League movie a 7.5.
Okay, that's fair. I think that's fair from what I've been hearing.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like, it wasn't Endgame or or Infinity War. Like, it wasn't to that level of spectacular, but there was a lot going on, and it did live up to some of the comic book excitement that I felt when watching, like, yeah, the Marvel movies.
Infinity War is fucking badass, man. I love the
Infinity
Endgame.
War and Endgame are probably the two best comic book movies ever made, I think.
Those great movies, man. Those comics were good. They changed a lot from the comic, but nothing like that would
just it was mostly to try and surprise you and subvert expectations, but they didn't really try and do anything new to reinvent the wheel. They didn't really do that until, like, Captain Marvel, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, with the Skrulls. Like, that was complete, which I don't hate, by the way, but we've got to see evil Skrulls. Like,
yeah, I agree. At some point. Well, hold on. I'll talk a little bit about that later.
Okay. Super Skrull. Yeah.
What are you...
he could be the evil one.
What else you got on the docket? Break, anything else?
It's enough, wasn't it?
That was enough, for sure.
I watched a four-hour movie last night. I mean, I enjoyed it enough to fucking sit and watch all of it.
Well, that's good, man. Right? That's good.
It was better than the last fucking X-Men movie, Apocalypse. Like, that.
Oh, God, Apocalypse
is
a piece
Saturday
of shit.
Sword. Half my Saturday, I mean.
Yeah. I can't wait till Marvel does something with the X-Men, man. That's going to be pretty fun. All right, Eric, you have a review for Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, the live-action movie that came out, like, a couple of weeks ago. On HBO Max. I watched it before it left, because it leaves on the Sunday.
Oh, it leaves this? Okay, then I'm going to have to watch it.
I think it's an okay movie. If you don't expect too much, you won't hate it too much. I mean, you can't expect it to be like the cartoons, and compared to all the weird live-action cartoon shit, like the last Looney Tunes movie... This is a better deal because I think it sticks a little bit more closer to the source material and it doesn't try to include as many pop culture references as those movies did in that era.
Well, let me ask you something. Does this go back to, like, the old Tom and Jerry cartoons where they spent the health show beating each other up? Like, it wasn't just one-sided, like a lot of cartoons, like the good guy's always winning. Like, Tom got his licks on Jerry. Like, he beat the crap out of Jerry.
Yeah.
Well,
Jerry would win the war, but Tom did some damage. You
it's
know?
Considerably less violent, but they did wreck mayhem on each other, though.
Well, I mean, okay, as long as they're fine.
But I'm going to say this, though. Jerry's set up to be, like, the biggest dick in the movie compared to Tom. The only crime Tom really did in the beginning of the film was when he was pretending to be a blind musician, get sympathy money from the people he was performing to on the street.
Wow. Yeah.
Well.
But Jerry's a gigantic thief, and he was ass to even the human characters.
Yeah,
and,
that's always been Jerry. That's been the whole cartoon.
And Tom and Jerry's feud was curtailed after they fucked up a Redding so badly that they got sent to jail for some reason, even though, like, they're cartoon animal characters.
How do you send a cat and a mouse to jail? Even if they're cartoons, wouldn't you still call
that? I guess it was the pound section of the jail.
The pound section?
Oh, because that's a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, every jail has a pound. I mean,
a place to put your dogs and your cats and your mice. You know?
And all the animal characters can't actually speak, but they speak to each other when the humans aren't around sometimes, except Tom and Jerry, who were completely silent the entire film.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice, though.
And like, Brolo, the dog, was there, and his love interest, which was the cat.
Tom said some words every once in a while, but for the most part, he was quiet. But I don't ever remember Jerry ever speaking.
I remember Tom singing, "Is You Is" or "Is You Ain't My Baby."
That was somebody else.
That was him, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, that, I don't even think they really yelp like they do in the cartoons sometimes, like when they get a weight put on their foot or something. Or
does Tom at least meow? Because they always started the cartoon out with him meowing.
A little bit. And I think they did it once, and that was it. But
I guess that's fair, because he always started the cartoon out with one meow, so I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
So I'm giving this movie a 6.
Okay. Above average. All right. Yeah. Sounds fair.
Okay, I'm not going to waste my time. Thanks.
A 6 out of 10 is good, Break, man. Come on.
It's all right, so. But it's like, you know, I kind of got the idea what
it's a little too long for the kind of movie it is. It's supposed to be a kids' movie, but it's nearly 2 hours long.
Oh, that's okay, yeah, no way I'm watching that, man. Jesus Christ.
Like, that's That's how I feel about The Secret Lives of Pets. If that movie was like 15 minutes long, it would have been awesome.
Yeah. Like a
it's a,
YouTube
it's like
special.
An hour and a half long, so it's about an hour and 15 minutes, way too long.
That movie sucked, man.
Like the beginning and the ending of the movie are fantastic, but there's just like the rest of it. It's like
it's the
oh.
rest of it. All right,
yo, you showed us all this in the previews. Like this is the good stuff that made us want to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the only good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Although, all right. I mean, like compared to the last Tom and Jerry movie, which was completely animated in 3D. This is better than that, probably.
Yeah. All right, I got a couple of real one review and one real quick mention. I watched a movie called Slacks on Shudder, and if you were thinking that it's a movie about some killer pants, well, you would be correct because that's what the
so
movie is
like
about.
So it's like a sequel to Teeth.
Yeah, it's along those lines, man, for sure.
Yeah.
It's good though. It's actually better than that, and it's not as tongue in cheek. I expected this to be like a real tongue in cheek, like not take serious movie. That's not the case. It actually had a little bit of heart. And there's a reason why these pants are possessed, let's say. But it's a good movie. It speaks more to capitalism and like, you know how like companies are always saying ethically sourced material and stuff like that. Well, this movie kind of puts a wet blanket on a bunch of kind of corporate tropes, so to speak, including making the store where these slacks and clothes are sold to look to me a lot like an Apple store. So it's got a lot to say about consumerism, certain companies, stuff like that. I thought it was actually really well directed. Acting could have been better. Story fairly good for a movie about a pair of killer pants. There's no pissing on them, but there is blood, plenty of blood, a little bit of gore. So if you
Satan had his period in them, that's how they're cursed.
Similar. I don't want to spoil anything because actually it's part of the plot. Speaking of the blood, but
does the movie start with like a bathroom door in hell locked and Satan in front of it, like grabbing his butt and like, ah, burn it up!
No, but there.
Toilet paper. Fuck these pants.
there is one horrific scene. Just imagine a pair of pants just constricting on you all the way around, all your legs and waist, and
crushing you.
And that's one of the deaths in this movie. It had some really good kills, so I recommend watching it. I think it's an above average movie. Actually, I give it a solid 7 out of 10. You should really give it a try if you have Shudder, especially. It'll be at the Redbox soon for sure. It's not bad. I think it got 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. So if you want, it's not one of those B movies that you don't take like so bad it's good type of movies. It actually had some decent writing and some good reasons why this particular pair of pants was doing what it was doing. So in other words, it's creative, and that's something that Hollywood doesn't get right very often. I mean, we were
so
just
are the
talking.
Pants actually the protagonist.
Everybody
else is an evil asshole that it's trying to kill.
Let's just put it this way, Eric. I'm not going to ruin anything for you. Just watch the movie. It goes by fairly quick. It's about an hour and 20 minutes, and it's worth a watch for sure. So. A real quick mention. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier episode 1.
I still don't have Disney Plus.
What about you, Brake? Did you get a chance?
Not yet.
Okay.
I could have, but today's the first day of the real official first day of the NCAA tournament.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Which we could talk about all day, you and I, Brake. But
make another podcast for that.
Yeah, we're not going to talk too much about that, but. Falcon the Winter Soldier, first episode, I'm intrigued. Let's just put it that way. I really enjoyed it. I thought the beginning action sequence was as good as anything almost that we've seen in the movies. Like it was.
Why are they calling it Falcon the Winter Soldier? Shouldn't he be the new Captain America?
The story's leading up to that because I know what U.S. Agent's supposed to be in it, right?
I'm not going to spoil anything for you, Breakman.
What if Winter Soldier ends up being USH?
I am not going to. And Eric hit on a point. Breakman, you hit on a point. Earlier you talked. I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything, but you guys know the whole story with the Skrulls, right? Yeah. I have a feeling that this series in particular is going to bring that particular aspect to the big screen. And you'll kind of feel me when you see the show, but I'm looking forward to more episodes. It's good. And
I hope this is going to be leading to him going from Falcon to Captain America. That's what I thought before I've seen anything. So
I think you're right, Break, but I'm like I said, I'm not going to spoil anything. You guys watch it. It's going to be pretty good. So let's move on to our Stinkos.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
I'm with you, Dungeon. He said same for me. I'm also intrigued and want to see where they go. All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the week.
Mine goes to the, we talked about it a moment ago, the NCAA tournament. Well, not the NCAA tournament itself, but the basketball year. This was the worst college basketball year I've ever seen. It shouldn't have happened. They should have just postponed it. I get their kids are wanting to play, but we're still in the pandemic, and that hit a lot of schools hard.
Yeah.
Several it hit like UC, for instance, didn't play for almost a month because of COVID, and then they missed another week because of COVID, and players missing days because of COVID. Just it was so many teams were destroyed because of the pandemic.
We talked
about it before. Like so many sports shouldn't have been playing them. I mean, they're gonna do a full season of baseball. How's that gonna happen with COVID?
Hey guys, remember when Obama said to tell the NBA go back to playing?
Oh,
shut the fuck up, go back and play.
Eric, that's a good ass point, man. I railed against that at the time. He basically told LeBron dude to get stick to basketball and dribble. They had an opportunity not only to bring awareness to social justice. I railed about that.
He basically told the entire Democratic Party to shit on Bernie.
Yeah, I mean, that we talked about that too, man. Obama's not a good guy. Let's just put it that way. I agree with you, Breakman.
Like, if you think Obama's still – if you still think Obama's a good president, you're a fool. You haven't been paying attention.
You haven't been paying attention for sure. Break. I agree with you.
Good leadership in my lifetime.
I agree. Breakman, I agree with you. I don't think they should have did this season. To be honest, I think all the sports should have shut down until we all got this vaccine, or a good chunk of us did, because it's been disastrous. The football season is going to start off disastrous too, I believe. Although I think it won't impact them as much. I don't think they should have did last season at all.
No.
There were COVID outbreaks that, they perpetuated, people gathering in their homes and bars and wherever else they could go to watch games. They should have just stopped, thought about what they're doing, shut it down for a year. None of these billionaires were going to lose all their billions in 1 year.
Oh, God. Dear help us, God. No. Yeah. You know, that can't happen.
Yeah.
For some reason, like, a billionaire's mission in life is to get richer.
Yeah, and I don't understand it. At first I didn't agree with Bernie at first about billionaires. He said one of his things was billionaires should not exist, right? And I was like, that's ludicrous. Like, isn't the point to gather as much money? And then I was like, oh, yeah, what am I saying?
Yeah, because taking it all of it from the rest of us, and this whole Republican trickle down economics theory, they weren't lying, because if you look up the trickle in definition, it means you're just getting a little bit.
Yeah,
and they're taking most of it, and you're going to get a little bit of it.
Yeah,
that's how it flood down.
Yeah,
they're going to take most of it, and you can have some back, even though you're going to do most of the work, and they're just going to sit up on the high tower.
Trickle down theory never ever worked. It's like the drug war. We've talked about it on this store. It's a on this store in this show, It's a failed thing. Like, the drug war is an absolute and utter failure. Any other stinkos you got, break?
I don't know. I just saw the one in chat. Mrs. Freak had an asthma attack earlier in the week.
I just saw that, man. Damn, she got admitted.
Yeah, she came home today. Thank God.
Oof, yeah,
Asthma attacks are no joke. No fucking joke at all.
No joke. I hope she got her COVID shot. I think Mrs. Freak is immunocompromised. Hopefully she got her COVID shot before Freak. At least I'm hopeful she did.
At least, you know, my stinko.
Yeah. My stinko is also leading from that. Go ahead, Eric. Breakman, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
So, I find out yesterday that one of the people at my workplace had caught COVID, and the day I found this out, a bunch of other people had taken the day off, and I think it's because they got infected, possibly. And so, of course, the company, being stupid as it is, decided we need to stay there, and which I'm sure noticed they had to keep us there, but I found out that I had to work Saturday, and I was like, nah, I'm not going in there. I'm calling off today, and I'm going to set up an appointment for a COVID test because I might be infected too.
Jesus. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now I took the test, and I'm waiting for Rite Aid to get back with the test results.
You might have. Is there somebody you can call about that? Like, that's your business, can't be doing that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't understand why they thought that setting up a schedule to have us work Saturday and then the following Monday and the rest of that week for a 10-hour shift.
Yeah.
Saturday, 6-hour shift.
Yeah. Well, speaking of shitty things,
but like, this was capped off, but I almost felt it was almost poetic justice when the power went out at like 1 o'clock, and we waited there for an hour before they told us that we had to go home because the power wasn't going to come back up in real amount of time.
Yeah.
I mean, it came back an hour later after that happened because I went to go get some Taco Bell because I was hungry and I wanted to kill time because I wasn't going to sit in my powerless apartment.
Yeah, I don't disagree, man. So, all right. Another stinko.
Yeah, like, what the hell is the management doing that they thought that was okay to set the schedule like that?
Yeah.
They should have. I don't know if they have, but they should really shut down.
Do you have a human resources department?
Yes.
You need to complain to them.
But they weren't there that day.
I know they're not there that day, but I mean, I don't know. But I'm saying that shouldn't matter. You should still be able to complain to them.
Yeah.
Stuff like this.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I've complained to them to fix my carts for the baling machine for all the excess corrugated that we throw away.
Yeah, but this is like your health, putting not only your health, but the health of everybody at risk.
I'm just saying, like, if they don't fix that, then why would they fix the other thing?
Yeah, you might. If you catch COVID, Eric, I might get on the horn with the lawyer, honestly, because that's putting your life and other people's lives in grave danger, you know, and this is no joke, man. Like, you know, people, whether you're
Republican, I don't have the money to hire a lawyer.
You don't need one. You don't need money. You can do stuff on contingency, you know, whatever. It just.
I wasn't interacting with this person, but they touched a lot of things, and I don't know what I touched that they might have.
Not only that, they've interacted with other people, and you might interact.
And it doesn't help the fact that a lot of people at my workplace still don't wear their mask properly, even though they are separated by distance.
Yeah, they got to wear their mask over their nose, man. That's another huge issue that Breakman brought up. A few months ago about people like not wearing their mask properly, but I feel bad for you, Eric. I really don't know what to say.
So I probably don't have to work tomorrow because I took the day off of today because, yes, I was feeling awful, and yeah. I thought that was the impetus for me getting my test. But
when will you know in your test, Eric?
It said 1 to 3 days.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know if that means business days or not, but hopefully as early as tomorrow.
Yeah. Freak says another Stinko 3 books he ordered on Sunday. Said they were going to ship within 24 hours.
I wasn't quite done because I was going to do a rapid test, but then I thought against it because, one, they wanted $150 because they didn't cover insurance. Oof. Two, rapid tests are called rapid tests for a reason. They're probably not that accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have taken 3 to 4 business days, so he should have had his books by today. Hasn't even left the damn business. And yes, she did get her second vaccination. That's good.
Sounds like we need to get the pitchforks going again. Get those torches. Let's go. Where is this place?
Exactly.
It's March.
Exactly. My stinko has to do with Joe Biden and the White House. He suspended, it says the White House, but that's basically Joe Biden, suspended dozens of young staffers for past marijuana use. So that's a sad sign and shows you where Biden's stance on marijuana is, which is actually really sad. Drug war has gotten us nowhere. It needs to end, and legalization is the way to make things a little bit better. And also, we got a big snowstorm, and of course I got stuck, and businesses suck for not shutting down during huge snowstorms. That's all I got to say. All right, let's move on to our Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Eric, I didn't see anything under you, so I'll just go with break.
There is a happy side effect of the tournament happening and so many teams not being able to play in it is that other teams are getting a chance to play in it that have never played, or teams like Oral Roberts who haven't won since the 70s. Have more of a chance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's nice for them, so for these smaller schools and stuff.
Yeah. Oral Roberts is on cloud 9 right now, man. They beat Ohio State, which is...
I know. Really, I love watching that game. That was
blew up my bracket, but, you know, whatever.
we didn't play a bracket this year. The work, we just picked teams. We didn't even do the bracket. It was just picked teams.
Well, who'd you pick?
I've got Tennessee and Georgetown.
Oh, okay. Hopefully Colorado destroys your Georgetown bid. because it sucks because Colorado got the 12 seed or the 5 seed, and of course they're going up against the hottest team in the nation right now, Georgetown. Mm-hmm. So I don't have much hope that my Buffaloes can move on, but whatever.
I don't know. There's been really good games so far. Like, nobody thought Ohio State was going to lose to Oral Roberts. So.
I didn't. I certainly didn't, man. They were, a 16-point favorite at least. And, Vegas is making a shit ton of dough today. Holy hell. Let's see.
One kid was, like, all over the board. Like, he's shorter than everybody else on there, but he was everywhere.
Hustle. You know, basketball is a lot about hustle, man. I mean, it helps.
Was it Ambus or something? Aspis? I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. Freak says, one Sweeto, the book I ordered are for Tabletop RPG, and I also paid to get PDFs of the books. They gave me 999 downloads of the PDFs. Wow, that's cool. Okay, so it's my turn, I guess. Did you do your Sweeto break?
Oh, and also I got a new phone finally. So,
yes. Awesome, man. That's good.
Yeah. I got Galaxy FE... What? It's got a stupid name to it. Hold on. I can find the box.
The Galaxy FE something, huh? FUCK. That's what it was. The Galaxy FUCK break. I think he went to go get the box there. My Sweeto is I'm actually giving it to Vladimir Putin, of all people. I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's a piece of shit, but I think he put Biden in his place because Biden basically called him a killer, which is true. But Putin actually said takes one to know one in an actual statement of his. So I give him credit for that because it's true. Biden sucks. He was part of the war machine that brought us from 2 to 7 wars with Obama. So we've talked ad nauseum about it, and that's about it. Break you back?
Yeah, it's the Galaxy S20 FE 5G.
All right. That's nice, man. Cool. You enjoying that so far?
Yes. I have only put the RP Grinders Twitter on here. I'm debating on if I want to use Twitter anymore.
You got to stay on Twitter, you son of a bitch.
No, I'm not talking about our Twitter. I just mean my Twitter. Like,
no,
I
you're
just,
you break my you, Twitter. You better keep that fuck. You son of a bitch,
just,
don't
I'm,
do it.
I'm irritated with Twitter. Like, I'm sick of getting like slapped in 24-hour bans, and then like, and then coming across like QAnon websites, reporting them, and then coming back a week and seeing like that's still there.
Yeah, I've experienced the same thing, man. You just use Twitter for fun, dude. Like, just you know, I mean, I look at the trends, I look at the news, I say what I say, and you know, hopefully don't get those bans, you know, those 24-hour things. MXT says he's back. I didn't know you were.
He said, "I'm back." Frank just needs to learn how to speak in memes. Just
yeah, that
start
too.
Making memes based on events.
Yeah, or emojis and memes. Yeah. Let's see, another Sweeto Dog Knight Games Game Master System I ordered almost 3 years ago is on its way and should be delivered on Sunday. Jesus Christ!
Is it a card game or board game?
They added a free gift because it's been taking so much time to get. Well, they better, man. Better be laced with gold. We got our Stimmy check on Wednesday.
Yeah. I got my Stimmy on St. Patrick's Day, so yay.
I got mine as well. Bernie didn't get hers yet, so we're still waiting on that.
Feels like I looked at it last weekend, and it said pending for the 13th, 17th.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Brake, did you already do your Sweeto? What? You're good?
I said yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Eric, you didn't have a Sweeto, so...
Yeah, we need to do the tournament.
Yeah, let's do this. All right, guys, it's our monthly tournament. We're down to the final 16 teams. I think we should probably just get right into it. What do you guys say?
Okay.
First matchup we got. Let's start from the bottom here. Shining Force versus Ghouls and Ghosts. Breakman, do the honors.
Shining Force versus Ghouls and Ghosts. Ghouls and Ghosts.
Ghouls and Ghosts? Okay. What say you, Eric?
I think I'm going to pick Shine Force.
Okay. So that leaves me.
I'm fine with either of these personally, but that's what I picked.
I like Ghouls and Ghosts probably slightly better. Shining Force is decent RPG, not great.
Not as good as 2, though.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Ghouls and Ghosts just because nostalgia factor. I think I had a little more fun with that. All right.
Yeah.
Next matchup we got for you. Here's a big one. Boogerman versus Shadowrun. Eric, I'll go with you first.
Shadowrun.
Booger!
Okay.
So it's up to me. I went with Break the first go round. I think I'll go with Eric this time. Boogerman is getting defeated. Breakman, sorry.
Shadowrun just has replayability. Boogerman
yeah, Shadowrun is just a better all around game anyway, so I don't feel too bad about making that choice, actually. All right. Next matchup here, Rystar versus Comic Zone. I'm going to go first on this. Rystar's an underrated gem. All right. It's not the greatest game in the world, but I think it's totally underrated. But Comic Zone, as hard as it is one of those games that's just super unique. I think I'm going to pick Comic Zone by the hair on my chin.
Rystar is Yuji Naka's best game on the console that wasn't a Sonic game.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm picking Comic Zone. What say you, Eric?
Rystar.
Okay, you're the tiebreaker, Break.
I love Comic Zone, as hard as it is, and yeah. As stupid as it can be and unforgiving as it can be sometimes, it was so unique. I've never seen anything really like it since.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. So Comic Zone moves on. I do like Rystar, Eric. Rystar made it,
he's
actually.
He's already booing. We're only 3 in, and he's already angry. This
isn't gonna end well. Man, this Genesis has brought out the evil Eric, man. I swear. All right, Castlevania Bloodlines versus Musha. Eric, who you got?
I haven't played a lot of Musha because I only ever played it on the Sega Channel. And I'd always ever pick a Castlevania game over a shmup.
Yeah.
So, Castlevania.
What say you, Break?
I agree with Eric, Castlevania.
All right, clean sweep. Even though Musha is a worthy game of moving on, Castlevania moves on. All right, next matchup, Revenge of Shinobi versus Streets of Rage 2. Breakman, who you got?
Revenge of Shinobi was good, but of all the Streets of Rage, I think the second one was probably, until the modern era, first three, the second one was definitely the best one, Streets of Rage.
Okay, Eric?
If Shinobi 3 were here, I'd vote for that, but you guys saw to that didn't happen, so Streets of Rage 2.
Damn, man.
You're so bitter, Eric. Jesus. All right, clean sweep, Streets of Rage.
This is a new side of Eric that I've never seen before.
I feel like you guys have no taste, that's why.
How dare you, you son of a bitch? How dare you? You're uncultured, Eric. How about that?
Because Boogerman's totally cultured.
Boogerman has plenty of culture, man. Plenty of
gross boogers as a
plenty of backwoods hick culture, man.
And I don't care. I enjoy it.
All right, next matchup for you guys. I'm gonna go first on this one. Golden Axe 2 versus Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Ooh. I like Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. I think it's an underrated Genesis game, but I'm picking Golden Axe 2 because it was better than 1. And it was pretty awesome. I like Golden Axe, too. What say you, Break?
I think the Golden Axe games got better as they went along.
Yeah.
I think the third one was doing better than the second one. Moonwalker was a fantastic game. It was so unique. I can't believe you voted against
me. I know, man. I
like Moonwalker.
I really like Golden Axe, too, though, man. I think
that's all right. I understand. You got Calm the Rage Monster that is Eric.
Eric, what say you, man?
Golden Axe 2.
All right. Freak 5 agrees with you. Golden Axe 2 moves on. All right. You feel a little better, Eric? We got rid of Michael Jackson's Moonwalker?
Mm.
All right.
And Booker Man. They're both gone.
They're both gone. So we're still chugging along here. All right. Ranger X versus Beyond Oasis. I'm going to start with Eric on this one.
I'm going to have to go with Beyond Oasis.
Okay. Breakman?
There's just so many ways to play that game.
Yeah. Breakman, what say you?
The game that I didn't know. versus Ranger X. I guess I'm gonna go with Beyond Oasis anyway.
I think it's gonna be a clean sweep. Beyond Oasis is a good game, man. It's just so
even though it's not Landstalkers.
It is definitely not Landstalkers. It's better than Landstalkers, but whatever. Okay.
Just Landstalker.
Yeah, Landstalker.
Well, the sequel was going to be called Landstalkers, like Alien.
In a matchup?
No. The sequel was called Lady Stalker, and the game that was the sequel to that was called Time Stalkers. Or rather, in Japan, it was called Climax Landers, which is weird.
All right,
that was the name of the company that made the game, Climax.
All right, Breakman. In a matchup. In a matchup that is probably going to determine
Time Stalkers is a terrible game, though.
In Time Stalkers, I'm thinking of Time Splitters. Time Splitters, is great.
Yeah, Time Splitters is fantastic. Yeah, I love Time
game.
Splitters.
Yeah, it's a good game.
What, they need to bring that franchise.
I
back.
Love Time Splitters, man. It's a good game.
Time Stalkers is what you get when you make Landstalker a dungeon crawling roguelike.
Yeah, and, it's so bad.
That doesn't turn out. Well.
Dungeon's correct. He says Time Stalkers so bad. All right.
Have it and I hate it.
Yep. All right, in a matchup, Breakman, that's going to probably determine whether or not Eric quits the show, Fantasy Star 4 versus Shakan. I'll go with you, Breakman.
Fantasy Star 4 versus Shakan. Wow. Why are you putting this on me, man? Why you gotta do that,
You better fucking say it. Say it. Say it, Breakman.
Such a good game. I like Chacon.
Yeah.
But Fantasy Star 4 is a better game. It's probably the best RPG on the Genesis.
You're supposed to say Chacon, Breakman, so we can make
it. I know.
X-Men.
Why? I want to say that, but then Eric will walk off the show.
I might as well. I mean, we're already over anyway.
All right.
It's like
you're...
He said Time Stalkers is a boil in his Dreamcast collection.
I have some good Dreamcast games.
Personally, I remove such boils. That's why they don't deserve to be my collection.
All right, just to make it interesting and make sure that Eric isn't a robot, I'm picking Chacon. What say you, Eric? Eric, it's up to you.
Wow, he walked off. Okay.
I'm going with Phantasy Star, obviously.
Okay. I was just making sure you weren't a robot, man. You know, just making sure. Okay.
You make sure I was a robot.
Well, you know, I mean, you could have, like, pulled a fast one on us both and voted for Shakan, and then I would have questioned reality at that point, Eric, you know? Okay, we're down to the final eight. So next week we're going to have a couple matchups to determine the greatest of all time. If you had to take a pick, Breakman, right now, which one would it be?
Oh, wow. Let's see what we have left here. I'm going to say Phantasy Star 4.
What say you, Eric? If you had had one pony in the race here, which would you get on?
Phantasy Star 4.
Yeah, I think that's solid, but I also think Castlevania Bloodlines got a good shot too, so we'll see. Freak Fight put the link to that Kickstarter in chat, which is cool. So, okay. So that does it. Let's get our plugs and get the hell out of here, guys. We're past our time here. So, Breakman, what you got for us?
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask dear Breakman a question about your postal delivery or whatever problems you're having. You know, something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Stuff like that. All right. You know, or how to kill protesters, stuff like that. We can help.
We could definitely help with that, especially Breakman. He's got experience. All right, Eric. Oh, MXT says this tournament is a sham. Road Rash 2 wins flawless victory, and he says
I didn't think it was on the list.
It's not. My plug is Raise Hell, Praise Dale. I guess. All right, whatever. MXT. Goddamn, he's from North Carolina.
Carolina. I thought he was going to say Skitchen. Hey,
MXT, how do you say North Carolina? Do you say Kakalaki, like all the backwoods hicks over there? Is that how it goes? Do you have a spittoon, MXT? You know, spit in a spittoon and stuff? You know, like...
You chew your tobacco?
Yeah, exactly. Your tobacky, the wacky tobacky. All right.
I would say this is all offensive, but the people to be offended don't have the internet anyway. So.
Right. Exactly. See, you know, he says North Carolina. Oh, he's from the hoity-toity coast of North Carolina.
He's from the western side.
Yeah. No, he's more from the east coast, the eastern side. The west side is where, you know, you get all the cannibals. And
It's like a rap battle, like the east and north. They just they don't like each other.
Right, you know, exactly.
Every once in a while, they drive by each other's neighborhoods and put holes in each other.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Okay, so what? Let's see. Freak Five says, Freak Five is exiled. Freak Five's exiled. He says, my plug is for Bernie's OnlyFans. You should see what she did with the Cadbury cream eggs this week. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled. She's laughing. Don't
really messy.
Don't encourage him, Bernie. Don't laugh.
Oh,
she's laughing.
Like magic. How dare you?
How dare you, she says. Okay. What else we got here? Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find reviews I've written on sites like Boston Bash Brigade or on my own podcast, Supplementals, audio reviews for games, which is still very early in the phase. I've done one so far, but if you like those and you want to support me, there is a Patreon you can go to and you can give me as little as a dollar.
Yeah.
If you can't, find someone who might be interested in my content and might want to support me.
Yeah. Something interesting that Eric said there, and I want you guys to really understand, like, it's worth doing a subscription on your podcast subscription of choice, because Eric is going to start putting out audio reviews on the channel, which will be really, really nice, in addition to any reviews that we have on the show proper. So that'll be a nice little benefit for you all too. So support Eric. He works really hard. He does really good reviews. So,
and I'll even do them by request if you guys want.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, get back with us on at RP Grinders on Twitter. Let it, or Eric directly at Eric RPG. And if he has a game that you want done, he'll review it for
now
you.
Now that I actually have time to do things, I'm gonna write tomorrow finally.
Yeah. Wow, this looks really cool, Freak 5. That's really cool, man. And they only needed $1,000 and they got 63,000? Jeez, that's crazy.
Hey, Freak, I got a suggestion. What is Bernie going to start doing sushi?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Sushi's good, Freak 5, but I can't eat rice at the moment. MXT says, I'm willing to become the official porn reviewer for RP Grinders. My first review...
Could you eat cauliflower rice, though?
Yes, I can, and it's good. My first
I've
review...
never tried it, because Chipotle has cauliflower rice. I was like,
It's good. It's good. It's not worth the extra $2 they charge you at Chipotle, but it's good.
I don't understand. I can understand if, like, there's something in the grain you can't eat, and that's why cauliflower is a substitute, because they're both vegetables, so...
Yeah. Let's see. MXT says, my first review will be Ass Effect. Okay.
So that's
another
the
sweet old
version of Mass Effect now?
Yes. Yes. MXT, I'm willing to entertain that, actually. So talk to me. Freak 5 says, another sweet old, there's a place in Des Moines that is kind of like Benihana's where they cook food right at your table. Last Saturday, his wife cooked a meal that was similar to what we get from the restaurant. And he says cauliflower rice is good. It's good. I like it. I do. I like it. So, okay, my plugs. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, with the capital RPG. Add me. I haven't been on the Xbox for a while, but I'm on PlayStation quite a bit. Switch every great once in a while, but mostly on my PlayStation. So, the second review will be the Mighty Morphin Power Bangers. Okay, MXT, I'm down. That's about it. I want to thank everybody in chat. Slagar was in there. MXT, our good friend Freak 5 was in there, of course. Abbott and Costello was in there again. Thank you so much. Ball 857 was in there. Commander Root.
The Abbott and Costello, so they've been hiding on an island all this time.
Yeah, there you go. Droop Dog was in there. Thanks for joining. Yeah, we're getting celebrities today.
They're hiding out.
Yeah. Bernie. Wyland was in there.
They found a fan of youth, and now they're just enjoying their youth.
Yeah, exactly.
Their eternal youth.
Our good friends Wyland, Dungeon, and Slagar were in there, and I think I mentioned MXT as well. So thank you all so much. We really appreciate it. If you're listening on the archives, thank you all so much as well. If you want to join us live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. Or just, you know, get a hold. I know it's not always possible to be here on Fridays at 7 Eastern. So just throw us a shout out on at RP Grinders on Twitter, and we'll give you a shout on the show for sure. Anything else, gentlemen?
Continue to wear a mask and wear them properly.
Yeah. Put them over your nose, man. I never understood why people didn't do that, but whatever. Yeah, you have anything else, Break?
No.
Okay. I knew it. All right, everybody.
Why are you saying this in chat? What? Ban him with his MAGA.
What?
Whatever.
Oh, MXT, you're exiled. Wait, you son of a bitch.
Or is he saying there's a MAGA porn? Like,
probably there's a MAGA porn. It's probably Make America Gas Again or something.
Oh, was it like Stern Mama June and No Teeth?
Oh, God. Mama June and No Teeth? Jesus Christ. All right, everybody.
I started to play Harmony, and then somebody said MAGA in chat, and I got completely distracted. I'm sorry.
All right, stay safe this weekend, everybody. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out.
Well,
later, everybody.
Just imagine what the corner is doing off.
Should be Make America Goatsy Again. That'd be good.